Hello Scott,
hi.
Welcome back.
Hi everybody, ciao a tutti.
Ciao, come va?
Very good, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for being here another time. This time for listening to your solo project or something like a solo project called Manwalk. So, first of all, before talking about Manwalk, we want to share with you our theme of the day. Maybe you have grasped some name dropping of bands just before we went on air with you. And these are the bands that our listener would have liked to be into. So, the question we give to our listeners now, to our audience, is what is the band you would like or you would have liked to be into? And which member of the band would you have you liked to be in? Of course, we are talking about historical bands, and of course, we are supposing that our listeners are not musicians. But you know, we want to answer to the question too.
What band would I like to be in?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, we have people talking
and
about
which
Police.
Which member?
Which member too? We have people talking about Police, Beatles, and Queen, and Ramones. So you have plenty of choice.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips.
Yeah. You mentioned them earlier, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great band.
Would you like to be like Wayne Coyne or...
That'd be fun.
Eh?
I mean, it seems like you've seen him play.
Yeah.
When he plays, he looks like he's having a great time
every night. Yeah.
If nothing else, he's having a great time every night, and who wouldn't want that?
Yeah. I guess they have a special magic as they can really, really transmit their happiness to the people. Mm. And it's something really incredible. I've seen them just once, and it was wonderful. It still kept in my mind, and it was incredible, really.
Yeah.
So, well, Flaming Lips for you.
Why not?
Vuoi che ti traduco tutto?
Sì, traduci tutto, per favore.
Allora, amici, il nostro Manwalk ci ha detto che piacerebbe essere un membro dei Flaming Lips, indifferente quale, Wayne Coyne o qualcun altro, perché dice che loro si divertono moltissimo quando suonano dal vivo, e quindi anche lui vorrebbe avere questo tipo di, insomma, di divertimento e di benessere durante i live.
Di benessere. Parliamo invece adesso di Manwalk. Parliamo di Manwalk perché il suo ultimo disco, perché intanto ha molti collegamenti con l'Italia Manwalk, a partire dall'etichetta Macaco Records, che ha pubblicato il suo ultimo The Old Horse, che abbiamo qua, e anche per il fatto che collabora anche con delle band italiane. E quindi prima di tutto vogliamo sapere che cos'è The Old Horse. How would you define your last record, The Old Horse? Comparing to the two previous ones, and also you know, what is it about?
It is quieter, sadder, and it is has a lot to do with my grandfather.
I see.
Mio nonno.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a letting go. So
okay.
The other albums were a bit more eclectic and wild. This was much more tame.
Reflective in a way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well put.
What does exactly has to do with your grandfather, if I'm not too intrusive?
Oh, no. He passed away just a couple of years ago, and he was very important to me as a, you know, just to grow up, but also as a musician. He was very supportive.
Oh, really? He was a musician himself?
He was not, but he always told me to follow my dreams, where many other people may not.
Yeah, go and get a job.
Go and get exactly. So he was always, you know, always live.
So okay. So important. Is he the old horse or?
Oh, yeah, sure. He was definitely a muse. So in some ways, yes, he was a reference for the old horse. Yeah.
I see. Allora, vuoi tradurre?
Certo,
traduci. Che bello, mi sento molto più rilassato.
Dunque, parliamo quindi del disco che è uscito di recente, The Old Horse, e gli abbiamo chiesto un po' quali sono le sue sensazioni, che cos'è questo disco, e Manwalk ci ha detto che questo disco è dedicato a suo nonno, che è morto un paio di anni fa, e quindi lui ha voluto dedicare questo disco alla sua figura, che è stata molto importante per la sua vita, anche per la sua vita musicale, perché era una persona che gli dava molto supporto nella sua attività di musicista, non come tutti, perché dice che molto spesso
tagliati i capelli e va a lavorare,
esatto.
Gli dicevano probabilmente.
Invece il nonno gli ha dato un sacco di supporto, e quindi ha voluto dedicare questo disco a lui, che probabilmente è proprio di Old Horse.
Tagliati la barba e va a lavorare, giustamente ci dicevano. It's not cut your hair and get a job, but cut your beard and get a job. We know that, but we are not going to go deeper into that, okay?
But thank you.
Scott, if you're ready, we'd like you, if you can introduce the other player that is with you and play a song for us.
Yes, I have Jeff Grasmick here from San Diego, California.
Hello.
Ciao ragazzi.
Ciao. Hey. Wow. We have Italian speakers today.
He has been playing with me in. He's played drums, he has played guitar, he's played bass, he's played trumpet. He's played every instrument in Manioque.
Oh, yeah, great, so great. So he's the one of the player in the record too.
He has played on the record, yes.
Okay, okay. So what is the song you're going to play
us? We're going to play The Lion's Share, which is from The Old Horse.
Okay. Manioque, live at MUPS.